Okay, let's see. Dealing with prayer, then first of all, I'll give you the schedule. There'll be no class next Wednesday. I will be teaching in Tucson, the Tucson Bible Conference, so please be in prayer about that. Then there'll be no class the following Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday the following week.
Are you a week off?
Huh?
Are you a week off? Are you going to take off before you get married?
No.
Well, he's
talking about the first 2 weeks.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute. Yes, I am talking about next week.
Oh, yeah?
No Wednesday night. I will have Tuesday night next week, but no Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
Things are getting too close, and I'm not there, and I'm just now getting the jitters about everything.
Jitters? Oh, man, don't worry about it.
I just now...
Too late for the jitters.
I told people, are you getting nervous yet? No, I don't think about it. But now I'm beginning to think about it. And
Jim just said...
What'd Jim say?
He said if he doesn't show up Wednesday, he may not show up the
30th. We'll find him.
Well, I tell you what I thought about doing was hiding until everybody's up there and they go, I'm here.
That would be you.
I'm here.
Heart failure.
Put down the shotgun. I'm here.
No class next
Next Wednesday.
And no class in the following Tuesday.
Two Wednesdays. Yes, there'll be three Wednesdays, no class.
We'll have five classes.
I'm sorry?
We'll have five weekly classes that we'll have.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Yeah. And I'll be teaching two of those in Tucson and then take two off.
We won't have any class for the first full week in June, then, what you're saying.
Do what?
No.
The first 2 weeks of June, we won't have.
We will not have Tuesday and Wednesday class.
Then we'll have 1 week, and then you'll be gone for camp.
Well, we'll have 2 weeks.
Is it two weeks?
Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah, 2 weeks.
You, Sharon,
week. Two, 3 weeks.
You are going to have to go find him. We'll
fall
back
then.
We'll be hiding back. We'll be in the bars.
Well, I always hate to leave because I'm afraid when I get back, I'll have to go out and do the highways and byways and lost ways and back streets and hunt you all down. But... So we'll miss five midweek classes. And Philip will teach the Sunday the 30th, and then he will teach the 7th of June, and then I'll be back the 14th of June. Okay. Okay, that takes care of that. Next, we need to be in prayer for George. He got a report back after his series of treatments. And the tumor's gone down a little bit, but not as much as they would have liked. But it is going down a little bit. And then second...
You're speaking of Vic.
Yeah, who did I say?
George. Today he said he understood if you called him either one, that'd be okay.
Yeah. Oh, isn't his name George?
George Vic.
George Vic.
Yeah.
Well, so I just call him whatever.
I said he would understand.
Yeah.
It's easy to get the two names.
Now, you're talking about George, you're talking about Vic. I'm talking about both of them.
How about Edwards?
Yeah, about Edwards. So, and the cancer is not the little small cells. It's a larger cell, so that's good news. We need to be in prayer for Nancy Becker and John Adon and Julie. Nancy is... not better, not really worse, but not better. So we just need to be in prayer for Julie and Don. And so we need to be in prayer for Harold Simonson. Let's see.
Back on Vic, I talked to him just a little bit ago. He is losing weight, and the doctor says that's not good.
Not good.
Not good, so he's asked for prayer in that regard that he can get weight back on.
Okay, my question, since he is battling cancer... Is he eating?
He has the book that he's supposed to be.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, he has the book that we got for him.
Okay.
He understands the nutrition, and I think he is.
I hope he is, because people with cancer are prone not to eat. They don't feel like eating. That's why you need a coach or a helper there with you to encourage you. You need to eat. Eat this. And So, well, I'll be in prayer about that, and I might give him a call and ask him if he's getting proper nutrients every day and getting the exact amount he should be getting, and then go to bed eating Bluebell ice cream. That'll always help. And so, okay, thank you. We need to be in prayer. Need to be in prayer for Judith's friend Sharon, who's battling cancer, and only Lord knows what time frame she's on. And so I guess that's Nathan will be coming in next week, so we'll be in prayer for Nathan.
Did you say Harold Simonton?
I'm sorry?
Harold Simonton.
Yeah, I think I did. Didn't I say Harold? Yes. He'd be in prayer for Harold Simonton. And I'm sorry? I'm sorry? Steve's mother, yes. I'm sorry, Steve. Have you talked to her today?
I haven't talked to her today. I haven't talked to her today.
Well, young man, you call your mother. We'll just stop class so you can call her and find out how she's doing. All right. Just a reminder, moms won't always be around. They will not always be around. And got to love them and appreciate them while they're here. So, do what?
That us old folk won't be around for much longer. I'd love this.
So, okay, let's, are we straight on the schedule? Okay, so let's have prayer and then get into a very important study. I'd like to finish this tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're a Bible church. We love the study of your word. We come three times a week, which isn't near enough, but we come three times a week, read on our own. And yet it's a mystery how we learn Scripture. We can study great writers that you gifted through history, like Shakespeare. We can study history. But when it comes to this book, we are totally dependent upon your Spirit. We cannot, no matter how much of an IQ we have, no matter how much we studied, no matter how much theology we have, we cannot understand this book. It's a mystery. So, Father, we pray now that your Spirit will open our eyes to the things you would have us to see and hear, Father. Pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, from the Gospel of John, chapter 14... Jesus Christ talking about he sent the Spirit who will teach us all things. Now, this teaching, all things, this teaching of the Holy Spirit, people, is really a unbelievable mystery. And it's impossible to understand. Because we can sit down and open up a book or a story, play, poem by Shakespeare, and you got to have a lot of vocabulary to understand Shakespeare. He was a man of great vocabulary, very vast vocabulary. I love the categories of his vocabulary. And one of the books I have on Shakespeare, it even puts down words and how many times he uses words and different things like that. He had an unbelievable vocabulary and an unbelievable control of language. But if you have that, you can sit down and you can study him and study him and grasp the things with our mind, with our study and our concentration. But people, when it comes to this book, you can't do that. There's something that goes on. I don't know if it's chemical, electrical, or what, but the Holy Spirit, when we put our faith in the Spirit and the Spirit works inside of our gray matter, our brain, and brings to reality things in Scripture. And it's just a mystery, as are many things of God. And that's what we're in the midst of looking at. And so we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we are at verse 9. We are at verse 9 in chapter 2. So I guess getting up to where Paul is doing. And when I came to you, brethren, believers, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom. And the superiority of speech is flaunting his ability and language and all these things. Or of wisdom. Remember, he was a great Jewish scholar, and he was on his way to be the high priest, so we think. And I determined to know nothing. I was proclaiming to you the testimony, the witness of God, and I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So there's the gospel. Just another way of looking at the gospel. That's all I want you to know. And I was with you in weakness, and we studied this last week, but in the weakness, in the, he didn't try to depend on his human abilities, and fear is an awe and a respect of what he's dealing with, the Bible, God's Word, in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, debater's technique and all that, but in demonstration of the Spirit, even of power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. The power of God, verse 4, is the Holy Spirit. So he just told us what the power of God is. Yet we do speak of wisdom among you who are mature. That means you have a foundation. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, understood, which God predestined before the ages to our glory. So he says here that the whole process is a mystery. God's wisdom in a mystery. Now, the second half of this chapter, he's going to try to go through what that mystery is. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It is amazing to me, as I look over my Christian life, how many times Christians will do something thinking this is what God wants them to do, and it's nowhere close. There's no spiritual love in it or anything. But they are so convinced they understood. Satan is convinced he understands. And he didn't even understand that this man Jesus, whom he battled at his birth, was the fulfillment of God's plan. He was the God. Oh, he was the person who was going to come down and rescue man out of Satan's kingdom. But now we come to verse 9. Let's take a look. But just as it is written, Jesus Christ goes back to all important books of Isaiah. So let's take a look now. Things which eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. Now, people, most commentaries, most preachers tell you this refers to eternity. No, this refers to the church age. This refers to the church age where we have freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit. Things that have never happened before in history, we are receiving in the church age if we love Him. Now, we have been studying in John 14, those who love me will keep my commandments. Those who love me, those who love the Father. So here it is, as prepared for those who love Him. Okay, first of all, we know love is a fruit of the Spirit. So we've got to know how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. All of this is so important, but yet so simple. But we make it so convoluted. So many take this as looking to things in the future, not known, till we get to heaven. But if we read all of this carefully and allow Him to open our eyes in the whole chapter, context, our eyes will see that this is not talking about an eternity future. This mystery can be known now. And you can know it, and I can know it. Every one of you can actually see the mysteries of Scripture. But we got to know how. It is freely given. This is freely given by God. God will freely reveal mystery, the secret. But to whom? To whom will God reveal this? And how? Those are two important questions. To whom and how? How will God reveal it? First, in this verse, to those who love Him. Okay, people, this is it. This is the final. You want to know the mysteries of Scripture? Don't study. Learn to love Him. Those who love Him. Now, How does it sound like anything we're studying? John 14, exactly what we have, John 14, 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. He who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. I didn't check it out, but I wonder if this is verse that has the most times that love is presented in one verse. But the point is of loving him, how crucial it is in the plan of God. Now, how do we love him? How are we able to love him? People, this is so fundamental if you want to understand Scripture. If you want him to open up these mysteries, you know, learn to love him. Don't lie to yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Oh, I love Jesus. I've always loved Jesus. People, you can only love him in the power of the Spirit. That's why we got to keep on guard of walking in the power of the Spirit of God so that he can reveal himself to us. John 14, we're going to see where he revealed himself to us. Why? If you love him. Here he's going to reveal these mysteries, these unbelievable things that man has never seen or heard. Man can't even think of these things. Can't even think of. They have nothing to do with the environment. I think things are going to get very rough in America, economically, politically, financially, all these things. The people, you and I can be having these wonderful mysteries of God that man can't even fathom. I think I even said it last week, but when I have it over my wall in my office, one of the greatest lines of poetry is by Elizabeth Barrett Browning in Sonnet 22, where at the very end she says, "And God's gifts puts man's best dreams to shame." And that's what he's saying here, that man can't even think these things of what I have in store for you. So this is powerful. So we got to know how to love him. How to love him. That is, let's just say it again, we love God. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit pours in that love. That love is directed toward God. That love is directed toward Jesus Christ. That love is directed toward one another. That love is directed toward self. But it has to come from the Holy Spirit. And I emphasize self because so many people don't really care about themselves. That's a shame. If you're in Christ, you have all those things that we studied under the study of stress, anxiety, and depression, who you are in Christ. You have all those things. You have no right not to be in love with yourself, not to appreciate who and what you are in Christ. Okay, verse 10. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. There it is, people. Paul's not any special person. For to us God revealed them through or by means of the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. People right there, I cannot do that. You cannot do that. We do not have the ability to search the deep things of God. So what are we going to have to do? To depend on His Spirit. How do you depend on His Spirit? By faith. That is such a crucial teaching, how to be filled with the Spirit. Okay. For to us, not just Paul, but any believer in the church age who allows the Holy Spirit to open his eyes and to guide him and teach him. So this is a work of the Holy Spirit. God revealed them. Here is our next word on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth in John 14. We have seen grasp. We have seen comprehend. We have seen bear. All of these are works of the Holy Spirit. And now we have revealed. Just another word of the work of the Holy Spirit in getting us into this text and showing it to us. So we've had grasp, comprehend, bear, and now reveal. Four different words describing the work of the Holy Spirit in giving these things. Reveal is apokalypto. It's a compound, apo, which means from, and kalupto, K-A-L-U-P-T-O, means to cover, to conceal. Now, you add it with the prepositional prefix, apo, from, it means to take off the cover, off from, take away from. See, that's where the from comes from. To take off the cover, to disclose, to reveal, to remove a veil or covering, exposing what is behind the veil. Exposing what? The secret. Exposing what? The mystery. Okay? So here's the work of the Holy Spirit. His work is to reveal truth of the secret of Scripture to us. It is it is not known by hard work. It is not known by study, all that, Greek, Hebrew, English, whatever, Latin. It is known simply by allowing the Spirit to open your eyes and to lift the veil off of Scripture. That's what it's about. You don't get it more if you just beat your brains and stay up all night like we used to in high school and college and seminary. Stay up all night studying, drinking Coca-Cola with no-dose. What is it, no-dose? That what we used? Yeah, no-dose. You put that into Coke, and boy, you just sit there and you can stay up all night. You're ready to dance in the morning. But this isn't the way you study the Bible. It's very simple. Just put your trust in the Holy Spirit, not in a Coke with O-dose in it. No dose in it. Okay. So, this isn't about a lot of hard work, people. This is simply by trusting His Spirit. He will lift the veil. So many think that if they just study hard, daily, and so on, then they can figure it out. I did. I thought, that's why I went to seminary, man. I get the Greek and Hebrew, and boy, I'll just understand everything in the Bible. All it's done is confuse me more. It's not absolute. Greek and Hebrew are not absolute. I'm sorry. I was taught that. And boy, was I in for a shock. And when you study, I spent a lot of time in seminary studying Greek, studying Hebrew, and I think that is going to be by work. That's not going to be the Holy Spirit opening that. It's not a mystery. It's just not a mystery. The Greek and the Hebrew are not a mystery. People have known them for, you know, thousands of years. So it's but when it comes to understanding this book, even taking it in the Greek and Hebrew, pop, that's where it happens. That's where you just trust Him to open your eyes to what's going on in the Scripture. Okay, look at this verse. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. Boy, that phrase is just so powerful. Here we are, to us, God revealed the Scriptures through the Holy Spirit. That just puts it all together for you right there. The Scriptures have to be revealed, and they're revealed by the Holy Spirit, whom God has sent to us. It is by or through the Holy Spirit that the truth of Scripture is revealed, people. The Holy Spirit lifts the veil of secrecy, and uncovers truth to those who will just trust Him. It is the Holy Spirit, not man. And I'm not the Holy Spirit. I'm not the teacher. Holy Spirit's in every one of you. And we can come to a teacher. The God's ordained a pastor teacher and set aside time for us to look at Scripture, get these things down so that everyone can get on with their work during the week. But people, it's the Holy Spirit who opens it up for you. And it's the Holy Spirit, not me. And it's just amazing. And you don't have to be all that brilliant. I saw an article in the Dallas Morning News this week that a group of Indians want to move Geronimo bones to New Mexico. They want to dig them up, move them to New Mexico. I have a book in my office by the man that led Geronimo to the Lord. And he's a believer. He's going to be in heaven. I don't know if he'll have his rifle, but he'll be in heaven. And he just that Indian, given the gospel, yes, and he believed. Okay, so it just, then the Holy Spirit, who searches all things, even the deep things of God, if we just trust Him, He will reveal the secret to us. The secret of Samson, for an example. I remember when I was studying that, I just said, God, they're not going to go with this. They're not going to go that Samson is one of the most patterned after Jesus Christ people in all the Bible. It's all over, and y'all just took it and saw it, and I just know that the horrible thing for me is that I know there are so many other things that I'm not seeing. I don't know if it's that I'm not trusting Him, because I think I am, if I'm not ready, we're not ready, whatever, but I'm very thankful for the things that I do see. Okay, now, who searches all things, the Holy Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Now, let's look at Matthew 13:13. Matthew 13:13. Okay, here we go. Matthew 13, verse 13. Therefore I speak to them in parables. That's the people, the Jews, in the temple, around the temple, everywhere he spoke. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they don't see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. Why not? The parables are very simple. They're very simple. Why can't everyone? Because they don't see the secret. They don't see the mystery in the parables. Every parable has just a surface thing, and more preachers expound like they've discovered something nobody else ever did, and never touch the secret. What's going on in that parable. So this is what he's doing. They will not see. But if you love them, if you love Jesus Christ, he will reveal it. He will have the Holy Spirit reveal it. Mystery is revealed to those who love Jesus Christ by the filling of the Spirit. Throughout the Word of God, we find faith and spiritual love together. Spiritual love is the greatest work of faith. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Nothing else matters but faith revealing itself in love. Nothing else matters. Even knowledge. But nothing else matters but faith expressing itself in love. Okay. verse 10. And so if faith, then love. And if love, you will see. You will see. But it's just amazing. People claim to love and they walk out. They don't see what's going on in Scripture. They don't see what's going on in their life. They don't see what's going on in their marriage and in politics and in all of these things. Don't see what's going on. Oh, but I love him. No, you don't. You don't know how, or you're not doing it. So this is so powerful what we have working here. So in the verse 10, it is revealed to us if we love him in the power of the Spirit. Okay, verse 11. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit? Now this is a small s, the spirit of the man, which is in him. Okay, it's just like we all have the spirit of man. We understand man. We're not animals. We don't have the spirit of an animal. Animal doesn't have the spirit of man. This is just something that humans have. So we can understand the hurts of somebody else because we experience that. We can understand the joys of someone else because we're man. We have that ability. We can understand the happiness, the sorrows, the sadness, all these things, the hurts, the pains of one another. That's why we always kind of wonder why somebody doesn't have empathy for somebody really hurt. And I know some people. They have more empathy for a hurt cat or dog than they do for a person. It's just amazing. They just cut off man. So that's what the spirit here means. It means the spirit of man. That which makes us humans. All right. Who among man knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of a man, which is in him? So we all have this. Even so, or just like that now, the thoughts of God, no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now you got a capital S, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. So let's take a look at verse 11. For who among men, all among men, knows the thoughts of a man except the Spirit of a man? Just to talk about it, I don't know if you do, but I just think it's so funny. Sometimes I wonder, what are you thinking, dog? What are you thinking? When you look at me like that, when you growl like that, when you turn your head, when you do, what are you thinking? What's going on? See? And so that dog can tell another dog, but can't tell us. Doesn't have that spirit in him. But we can tell each other the spirit of a man. So this is what's going on here in this chapter. Okay. For who among men knows the thoughts of man? Now, except the man. Even the thoughts of God. So just like that, if you can understand, we all understand how man acts and all this. Well, that's just the way he is. That's the way he is. Okay. Even so, just like that, so the thoughts of God, no one knows except the Holy Spirit of God. You and I cannot understand how God thinks. The Holy Spirit can, and He can reveal it to us. That's the power. That's the mystery. Now, how this happens, we're going through a little bit. How this happens in our gray matter, we're filled with the Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit. We read or we hear teaching, and somehow the Holy Spirit gets in there and explains it, makes it clear, and we believe it, and now we know that mystery. So how all of that happens is a mystery. And just we trust the Holy Spirit to do these things. This entire chapter is about the work of the Holy Spirit. The entire chapter is about the Holy Spirit in reference to seeing, understanding, bearing, having revealed the truth, or secrets in Scripture. Understanding Scripture is simply allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, not by your working, earning it. You don't earn this. Not by deserving it. Not because you listen to this preacher or that pastor or this teacher. It's by the teaching of the Holy Spirit who does this. Not because we earn it. This is why in verse 16, look at verse 16 just for a moment, which we're going to come up to in 1 Corinthians 2. For who has known the mind of the Lord that we should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And what is the whole chapter about? The Holy Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. The mind of Christ is the Holy Spirit. He knows the mind of the God-man. We don't know it. We can't even grasp it. A lot of people speculate on what that means. A lot of people say it's Bible doctrine and all this. Wait a minute. Bible doctrine is what I want to understand. How can I be given doctrine to understand doctrine? It's got to be the Holy Spirit. It's going to help me understand Scripture, the truth revealed of God. Okay, first, man is limited to the realm of man in understanding. Man is limited to the realm of man in understanding. Himself, the world, all these things, in the flesh is how we know. In the flesh is how we learn. In the flesh is how we love. Therefore, we simply are not able to understand the things of God. It's in the flesh we can know these things. And in the flesh, some people have a high IQ. Some people have a lower IQ. Some people barely above normal IQ. And all these type of things. And all of this has to do with our schooling and our education. And you can't... This whole evil thing, no one left behind in school, that's just polluted evil. That's just the most ridiculous thing in the world to do to a teacher. The teacher is supposed to make everyone equal. So what we're doing in order to do that, bringing all education to the lowest common denominator. Take your dumbest kid, teach him, and that's all that everybody else gets, and now I can pass everyone. Because we're dealing with the human mind. And that's just so wrong. You teach, and you give out A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's. That's why we have a grade system. We're not all equal in IQ. And even in trying and having the ambition and desire. I was always too busy to study. I was just doing too many things in school. I just studied enough to get a B or C, and I was perfectly happy. But you could do so much better if you just study. I'm happy. I'm happy with this. I can do all those other things I want to do. So our mind... human mind has a problem with all this. But in the spiritual realm, people, we're all equal. Every one of us are equal. You just put your faith in the Holy Spirit and let Him lift the veil. Now, there are different levels, of course. I'm not saying that we're not equal. We're different levels. How much time you allow the Spirit to open up to you and how much time another person doesn't. I'll say... okay, so first of all, a man is limited to the realm of the flesh, nature. Therefore, we come to the things of God, spiritual and scriptural, Most try to seek to see it by thinking from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, by the wisdom of the flesh, and they never see anything. This is how most people try to study, from the wisdom we gain at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's how we assess things, because that's all that we have to assess it by. But in truth, it is simply revealed. Therefore, we see by the filling of the Holy Spirit, by walking by faith in the Spirit, listening by faith in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one sent to reveal these truths to us. Just as Jesus Christ was the one sent to save us, so the Holy Spirit is the one sent to reveal these things to us. And that's why Paul says here, things that man hasn't even thought about, things so wonderful, never seen or heard before, you can have it. Well, we spend our time trying to get money. We spend our time trying to get this and trying to get that. When all we can, if we just study this word, the filling of the Spirit, we just have the greatest treasure on earth. But it's hard to teach people that. So it's not scholarship, it's not IQ, and it's not language, but simply trusting in the Holy Spirit. Now, on this level, I got to pull out one verse from my favorite book, Job. Look with me at Job 4:9. Job 4:9. Well, wait a minute, this isn't what I wanted. No, that's not it at all. I'm sorry? No, I think it is Job, but I'm not going to spend time worrying about it. And let me just... I was seeing if it was 19. Sometimes I do that. Okay, let's go back now and to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 12. We're ready for verse 12 now. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Now what he's talking about here is at our spiritual birth, our second birth. Birth when we believe in Jesus Christ. When we were born in the human race, we received the spirit of the world, spirit of flesh. But when we believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, now, that means now that you're a believer, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit. This is all right. The spirit of the world is a small s, spirit small s, but the spirit, large, capital S, Holy Spirit, who is from God. Now, why do we receive the Holy Spirit? Is from God, that in order that we might know the things freely given to us by God. No, this takes you back to that passage. Everybody thinks it's eternity in heaven. No, it's right now. These things that are freely given by God. Those things we can have now. So that we might know the things freely given us by God, we have received the Holy Spirit who is from God. People, this is so powerful. And if we get depressed, this isn't working out, and this isn't working out, and even economic, I think a lot of people are going to have to continue to downsize, and that's a tough thing to do for a lot of people, is to have to downsize your economics and all these things. And who was it told me, in getting married, for better, for worse? Better means Chateau Lafitte Rothschild. For worse means two buck chuck. I thought that was funny. Kind of told me that. Okay. But that was good. So that's tough. But people, look what we can do. No matter how poor we are, we can open this book. We can open this book and the Holy Spirit open these things up to us. So we receive the Spirit from God. Okay, let's look. I'm in a hurry. I want to finish this, but I don't want to rush through this. This is just too valuable of information. I think most of you are right with me on it, but we have people on the internet, people on disk and things, so I want to explain it very clearly. So let's look at John 7:39. The Gospel of John 7:39. I sure hope it's John 7:39. All right, John 7:39. Verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. We got to get back and do some studying on glorification and what all that means. Look at chapter 13, verse 20. John 13, verse 20. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives by faith, whomever I send, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, receives me. And he who receives me, receives him who has sent me. Okay, one more passage, Galatians 3. Galatians 3. Galatians 3, and let's read verses 1 through 3. You non-thinking Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has charmed you, really? Who's charmed you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing with faith? Are you so not thinking? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? No, you're not. It's going to be by that Holy Spirit. So, now, what did God the Father and God the Holy Spirit give to us, the Holy Spirit, by faith? Why did God do that? Why did God the Father and God the Son give to us the Holy Spirit by faith? Okay, here's what we want to deal with. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot know. You cannot know the mysteries of Scripture. That you may know. Here's that another word. It goes with reveal and now know. Reveal and now know. Verse 12, but the Spirit who is from God, in order that we might know. So here we have another word now with the words that we've already had. We've had revealed and know. The Greek word here, the root is to see. So as to know by seeing. It's the root of this word. Again, this word is used to go along with reveal and to keep us posted as to the work of the Holy Spirit. In reference to Scripture, he lifts the veil inside our crane, inside our gray matter. He lifts the veil so that we can see the truth, see what God has for us, see what God is doing. And people, the world will never understand this. The world cannot understand this. The world thinks it's foolishness. One of the things that I've enjoyed in watching House is that when he does get a Christian or propose to be a Christian in the series, you understand that, he'll make fun of it. It's foolishness. Faith is foolishness to him. His mind cannot perceive it. So it's not true. There's no God, you can't see him, and all this stuff. He's got a plan, he can't see. All these things, he just, it's foolishness to him. He even has a little smirky smile, like, you stupid jerk, that you'd believe that. And that's what the world is, people. It's foolishness, what you and I believe. So this is the whole aspect here. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, to lift the veil that we might see the truth. Not by hard work, but simply trusting his Spirit to open our eyes. God freely gives by faith. That's how we receive it. We have the Holy Spirit that we might know. Our part, faith. Our part is not studying and studying and studying, learning the Greek and Hebrew to study and to do the scriptures and design the sentences, parse the sentences, and do all of this stuff and all of this. And that's what we do in seminary. We just you take a sentence like Paul, Romans chapter 1, you got here, you got to find your main verb and all these things, the direct object, prepositional phrases, and all this kind of stuff. And if I can get all that down, man, I got it all figured out. No, you don't. You got some academia filled out, but you don't understand what's going on. It's freely given by faith. Freely, the law of freedom, the law of faith. Not IQ, not scholarship and all. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so it's by the liberty. Now let's go to verse 13. Which things... Now let's go see what we're talking about. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit, Holy Spirit, who is from God, in order that we might know the things freely given to us by God. Which things... Okay, see? We might know the things freely given, which things, verse 13, we also speak. So he's already grasping some of these things, some of these mysteries of God. He's already grasping them, which we also speak. Not in words taught by human wisdom. Now let me take you through this and show you how all this works and all of that. No, not through human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts spiritual words in our brain. Now, how he does this, people, is a mystery. You've got the gray matter here, and we had all of our thinking in here. Got the power of the Holy Spirit in here. We open up the scriptures and we let him do it, and he somehow turns on the light inside of our brain where we see it. Ah, yes. I can just imagine Paul, when he met Jesus Christ on the road and then out in the desert, and Jesus Christ taught him things, as per Galatians chapter 1. And Jesus Christ just taught him. And he knew the Old Testament people. There nobody knew it better. You could roll up the Old Testament, pull a pen through it, and he could tell you every word it went through. He knew it. He knew all the stories. Christ starts making them real. He goes, ah! I'm sure he just did that a lot. Ah! Ah! Probably had a headache when he got through. Because he just... Oh, why, of course! Why, of course! Why, of course! Oh! Why did... Yes! They never taught me that way in the priestly school. They never taught me that in Hebrew class. They just taught me the story. See? And that's what we're talking about here. Where you just... Oh, man. That's what all of this is about. Absolutely. So this is what he gives. All right. Which things, verse 13, we also speak, not in words taught by man, by human wisdom, not based upon your knowledge of philosophy, theology, all these things we had, the law. And actually, law and philosophy. If you study a lot of your ancient, your people, even American history early, men would have a law degree and they'd generally have a philosophy degree. And the two went together. Okay. All right, it's amazing how many pastors, teachers, work on being clever and use their human wisdom, human psychology, and their teaching. Cute, clever, to impress others with how much they know, the way they know it, all this type of thing. The Holy Spirit, by faith, not by works, will open our eyes, able to receive the spiritual words, able to grasp them. And it's just amazing. You can have two people read same passage and see totally different things. Verse 14. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. The natural man, this is our old man, versus the new man who we are in Jesus Christ. This is exactly what we look like when we are not in the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember that. We talk about the natural man, but when we're not in the Spirit, we're just like the natural man. That's all we can think with. And this is our inability. just like the unbeliever. When we're in the, out of the power of the Spirit, we have the same inability as he does. So, but a natural man coming away from being given the power of the Holy Spirit, but a natural man. How we function when we're not in the ministry of the Holy Spirit by faith, we are dead. We're dead. We're natural. Totally incapable of understanding Scripture. So I tell people, God, I want you in church, I want you in Bible class, I want you here. But if you're not going to get in the power of the Spirit, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Now, the only counter to that is that maybe in the middle of the class, you'll, oh, all right, you're getting the power of the Spirit. You come in mad, you come in upset, you come in whatever reason, your marriage, economics, sports, whatever it be, you come in, maybe you got a ticket on the way to church, and whatever it may be. And so it takes a little while. So I don't want anyone not to come if you're not filled with the Spirit, but somewhere get in the filling of the Spirit. So the natural man, how we function when we're not under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, how we function from the time of our human birth to when we did believe in the Holy Spirit, all these things come true. The natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. He can't. He doesn't have the ability to accept them. For they are, those secrets, those mysteries of Scripture, are foolishness to him. Fundamentally, Christ crucified. Foolishness. Faith alone in Christ alone. Foolishness. Faith in the Holy Spirit to recover from sin. Foolishness. So these things that you, many people have, this is just a foolishness. People, how clear could Scripture be on how homosexuality and lesbianism is a sin, an abomination? How much clearer can he make it? And yet we have pastors in all these denominations, oh, homosexuality is fine, God loves homosexuality, and all this kind of stuff. If they can do that, people, it doesn't surprise me one bit we're so far off on the gospel. We're just universally far off on the gospel, universally far off on how to be filled with the Spirit by faith. If, I mean, we could just read unbelievably clear passages, and yet they, and you, how can they do that? It's what the mind of the flesh can do. I don't want it to say that. I want it to say something else and mean something else. I can put it in a different time zone. I can do this. I can do that. And just with your mind, you're happy with it. Being wise, claiming to be wise, they became fools. Wise became fools. So that's what we have happening in our world today. Okay. So, because they are, he cannot understand them, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot, inability, understand them. That's like asking a dog to understand our thinking. He can't do it. I know people bring your dog, sit him at the dinner table, and feed him at the table, and take him to bed, and all this stuff, and he's supposed to be a human. He's a dog! Let him be a dog! He can't think the way you do! And when we're not in this filling of the Spirit, we're a dog. We can't understand Scripture with a dog nature. Can't do it. So we have to be in the filling of the Spirit to understand these things. So, and cannot understand them. Neither can we when we're not in the filling of the Spirit. Why not? Look at the next phrase. Why can't we understand it? Because they are spiritually appraised. And we're not in the filling of the Spirit. I love to watch TV and movies today. They'll talk about, he has spiritual momentum and the Spirit. And they use this word. I don't know what they mean. They certainly don't mean anything dealing with the Holy Spirit. But they'll talk about his spiritual side and all this type of stuff. But they are spiritually appraised. That is, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we are not spiritual. Therefore, we need a spiritual power. That is the Holy Spirit. So simple. It's amazing how pastors and teachers do not see the word Holy Spirit in many passages where it talks about the power of God. I don't see the Holy Spirit there. Show me where you trust the Holy Spirit. Let me give you this verse. Look at this verse. Look at this. I don't see it. It's only seen when you relax, let go of what you're holding on to that keeps you from seeing the truth. let go of it, and then let the Holy Spirit reveal it. I fought spirituality by faith in the Holy Spirit for a good 6 months. And I mean, I fought it. I studied at my desk at so many passages, and it was by confession and da 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 da. And then one night, I'll never forget it, I just said, "Okay, Father, what I'm going to do tonight," I won't tell you the whole thing I said to him, "what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to pretend that Lewis Barry Chafer is correct, that we're powered by the Spirit after sin, by faith in the Holy Spirit, and I'm just going to see what happens." And man, it lights, explosions. I looked at verses that I had been studying, and they just opened up. Like 1 John 1:9 and other passages of Scripture that I had studied to prove faith in the Holy Spirit for spirituality was wrong. And when I just said, "Okay, Father, I'm going to relax and see what we see," and it was just unbelievable. I couldn't sleep at all that night, and it was just because I was happy. It just was so phenomenal. And then I went into fear. I said, "Oh, now how do I teach this? How do I teach just the opposite of what I've been teaching?" And it's people, when we just settle down, quit trying to. We got to let something go, and that's what I said. I'm going to let go of this, and just see what happens. I know I won't go to hell for doing this, so let me just see what happens. I really said that to him. I said, "I know I won't go to hell if I say that you're filled with the Spirit by faith, and just see what happens." And it was just so many things started being revealed. It was so powerful. And so that's what's going on. And why not? Because they are spiritually appraised by the Holy Spirit. We have two more words to describe the work of the Holy Spirit when it comes to Scripture. We have two more words. Let's take a look at them. Understand and appraised. Understand and appraised. And he cannot understand them. So understanding is another word for the whole work of the Holy Spirit. Because they are spiritually appraised. Spiritually appraised. These are two more of the works of the Holy Spirit describing the same function, but two more words of the work of the Holy Spirit. Not something man can do. Notice, he cannot understand them. Here's that word, which we've seen many times. The inability of man. He cannot. Dunamai. Ability. Having the power to do something. He cannot understand them. Scripture. The oracles of God. We cannot understand. We do not have the ability to understand Scripture. Remember, it reveals and conceals. And if you don't let the Holy Spirit reveal it, it's concealed. The truth is concealed to you. You're not going to see the truth. And something we have to remember under conceal, that, boy, when we're not seeing the truth, but we are so convinced that what we do see is right. We are dogmatic about what is wrong because we don't see it. So we think we see it, but we do not see it. They are spiritually appraised. Understand, a new word for the work of the Spirit, and appraised. Appraised is anakrino. Anakrino. This word has several concepts in its meaning. Here, to make an appraisal is to separate everything and to see clearly what's going on. To scrutinize, to see what is being said. Another word here would be to discern. Separate true from false. That's what appraise is. It comes from krino, the word to judge. So you're able to evaluate, you're able to see what's truth, what's not truth. So the appearance of man to think that he can discern or make appraisal as to what is true in the Scriptures. So we have had so many words now to describe the work of the Holy Spirit, and these are two more words. And why not? They are spiritually appraised. That's by the power of the Holy Spirit. How do we tap into the work of the Holy Spirit? By faith. And people, faith is so easy to get into and it's so easy to get out of. All it needs to get out is a thought. Just something going on. Something may be said, sparks a whole other train of thought. Get that out of the Holy Spirit. So it's just something we've got to be on guard constantly on. All right, that brings us to verse 15. I'm sorry we didn't finish, but I don't care. This is so vital. And so we'll resume here in, what, 3 weeks? 4 weeks. Yeah, okay. So we'll be back. Any questions over these verses? Because people, this is heavy stuff. Most people don't do what we're doing here. So let's be sure we do understand the mystery and all of that. How that works, all I can tell you is by faith in the Holy Spirit, He in our brain reveals how that happens. I can understand a lot of things that go on in our body electrically and all of this type of thing that goes on with our body mechanically. And all. I don't know how He does it. That to me is a mystery. But He opens up the truth when we're trusting of it. Okay, let's close in prayer. Wow, Heavenly Father, how grateful You are. We don't have to figure it out. We don't even have to understand how it happens that we get to see. All we know is that if we trust Your Spirit, He will turn on the light. He will lift the veil where we can see, understand, appraise the Scriptures. He'll reveal them. We don't have to work at it. Father, we praise You. Father, we thank You so much that You want us to know Your Scriptures. That's what's amazing in itself. That You just want us to know so badly that You sent us Your Spirit, that He will reveal it to us so that there's no place for error, no place for fault. He'll reveal the truth. Father, we praise You for this. Pray that we constantly remember this day in and day out. When we read even the Bible, when we listen to someone teaching or something, that we will just trust Your Spirit to open our eyes and ears. Father, we praise You in Christ's name. Amen.